USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That's the third busiest of all time. 49 million who are traveling will be driving. The busiest days are expected to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after. Poland continues to investigate the missile that landed near its border with Ukraine earlier this week. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring U.S. support for Poland's probe, but is also saying the United States isn't increasing its troops in the country.
We have offered our support to Poland as they conduct this investigation, but in terms of force posture, troop movements, anything like that, nothing has changed in terms of our posture within Poland.
As a cleanup continues in Florida after Hurricane Ian, insurance claims are continuing to pile up.
The number of insurance claims stemming from Hurricane Ian is rising. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 633,000 claims were filed as of Wednesday. The total for estimated losses is more than $9.5 billion, which is up from $8.7 billion last week. The highest number of Ian-related claims come from Lee County, home to Fort Myers, with more than 227,000. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The interim Uvalde, Texas police chief at the time of the Robb Elementary School shooting is resigning from the department. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas is stepping down following footage released earlier this week that shows him being told that several students were alive in the classroom about 35 minutes before the gunman was killed. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not seeking re-election to House Democratic leadership. Michigan's Debbie Dingell shares her reaction.
Nancy is just a very, very special person, and quite frankly, in the history of this country, will be one of the great names.
Pelosi made the announcement after Republicans were projected to retake the House next year. The California Democrat served as a speaker on 2 separate occasions. An investment in cryptocurrency is dashing the dreams of many across the world.
Billions and billions of dollars are just gone, as are the dreams of investors. The man who gave the Democrat Party an open checkbook to spend dozens of millions of dollars on their campaigns to get elected has crashed hard and taken down thousands of Americans with him. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Normally, the Securities and Exchange Commission would catch businesses doing things they shouldn't be doing, but the SEC failed, leading to more questions. Was he too close to government regulators? John J. Ray, who has helped oversee some of the biggest bankruptcies ever, including Enron's, said despite his 40 years in the business of restructuring companies, he's never seen anything as bad as FTX. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After returning home from his overseas trip, the president with nothing on his public schedule today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.